Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone's week going? I know I've been away for actually a whole week now. Some of you guys are probably wondering, hey, where's she at? She ain't been on here since last Sunday's ago. No. I actually been very busy. I wanted to definitely let you guys know I'm not probably going to be doing, as always, dramatic changes when it comes to talking to you guys because of the fact that my schedule is so crazy right now. I can't even get at the gym in like I would like to due to this, all these changes that is happening. So if you start to see me really trickle down to like one show a week, then that is definitely because of the fact that the scheduling is ultra crazy for me right now. And it's also because of the fact, like I said, I have a new business venture going on, and I actually have a job that I do tend to, and my schedule at my job is definitely very different, differently scheduled for the show, and it really interferes just a little bit, and so I just got to make sure that I manage everything right. That's all the time management. That's what all business ventures are all about. So also, I wanted to tell you guys about my new business venture. Woo-woo, yeah, that's right, I got a new business venture, and that business venture is dog sitting. How many of you all actually do dog sitting? Now, due to the fact that I really prefer at this point in time not to do dog sitting within the home, even though I believe it'll probably be a better best yet, I'm just trying to see exactly which will be better for me. Overall, sometimes you don't want to really truly limit yourself of what all you can do and you can't do. So right now I'm going to do travel dog sitting, and then I'll probably eventually change it to the dogs coming to my apartment. I know it makes it a little bit more convenient for the owner to go ahead and have the dog sitter come to them. However, it makes it definitely more of a stable environment when it comes to, not I wouldn't say a stable environment when it comes to a dog going to another property. It's just that you as the sitter feel better in your own place, your own home, so that way you ain't got to worry about something messing up. So it's more stress, actually, when you're in someone else's house versus when you're home. So other than that, so that's my new business venture. Wish me luck with it all. If you actually pray for it all. And we have Easter this weekend. Good Friday is Friday. How many of you all actually fast? This would be my first time. I'm actually going to go ahead and fast this weekend, which is 2.5 days of no eating of solid foods and just really just praying and giving my all to God. And that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. If you all do that, then great. Join me in doing that. If you don't do it, no judges, no worries. But that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. And, of course, there's been a lot going on with the celebrities this last week with Chris Brown and Karrueche. She went on Yolanda Von Zandt's show. And truly, as a radio blogger, as a, you know, really somebody in the music industry, that was a waste of an hour of my time, only because there was absolutely no assistance to the girls in this world that actually need to hear what to do in a situation that Karrueche was in for those 4 years. Yolanda Von Zandt actually hit home on a few things, but not for the whole conversation. So I definitely could say that was a waste of an hour. Definitely, I can see that this was a make-or-break kind of image building for Karrueche. She wanted to really just get it out there, what her stand was in the whole situation, so that way we can stop thinking things about her. However, it was like some positive and then some damaging on her image. So it wasn't all the way good. So it is what it is. Still, Chris Brown has not said anything, but however, Chris Brown was on the iHeartRadio show. He performed with Jamie Foxx, Justin Timberlake won an award and gave a good speech, and you know, it was a really good show, the Music Awards, and Sam Smith once again won, and he performed his Laying Down song, and I absolutely love Sam Smith. I'm definitely going to be copying the album, and it was really great. Now, when it comes to Rihanna, you know, you can get mad at me all you want, but however, it's not like I don't like Rihanna, like I don't like the Kardashians. I don't like the outfit, and I don't like the marketing or PR that Rihanna has going on right now. Like, when she performed Bitch Better Have My Money, my whole thought process was, first of all, the outfit is trash that she had on. I didn't like her outfit at all. Second, you just came out with a child or kid cartoon called Home, and you're releasing a song called Bitch Better Have My Money. That is not really a good role model type of song to be coming out with right after your release of a kid movie. That's definitely not good for image. I don't know exactly who is allowing all that, what the whole situation is with that, but that was definitely, that to me is not good. Other than that, I'm pretty sure if Chris Brown probably got a chance to talk to Rihanna, I'm pretty sure that probably happened. You know, I'm giving my little assumption, my own opinion, so you can't get mad at that. But I'm not making a big article about it, like TMZ and Boss Up in Hollywood Life is doing, and Paris Hilton. Anyways, moving on. That was what was going on the scene for the celebrities all this weekend. I'm sure there was the Stella Awards that I missed, but I know that that was supposed to be going on. And we are actually coming up to a blood moon on April the 4th. And it definitely means that it's going to be some big changes. Now, we don't historically get that a lot, that blood moon. So if you want to actually go ahead and research that, exactly what all that means, and, you know, re-up on your information on certain astrology things that normal people wouldn't really fully understand or know about. And I don't say normal, like as if we're all weird and we do different things. It's just that that's what exactly what I mean. When I say normal, meaning people just do different things than we do, you know. But if you don't really care for it, then don't, no worries. Other than that, now that I'm with the company that I'm with now, definitely learning some new things and trying my best to keep the image alive of being a worker. Now, it's not that I'm anti-social. I'm going to be very honest with you guys. Outside of this radio show, I'm not really anti-social as I choose to be. It's how I want to be. I'm trying to make sure I said that right. Like, as I choose to be, as I want to be. The reason why I say that is because, you know, when I go to work and I only associate with just a few people because I just don't really, because if you're around me, right, you're around me because you have to sit next to me. So I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be talking to you. Now, if you're someone that's in a different department and you want to know exactly who I am and what I am, don't go out of your way to try to figure me out, because I'm definitely not going to give you much leeway. So I guess you could try to say I'm like half anti-social and half not. The reason why I said is because there has been instances, you know, since I've been working for this company where, you know, every time I'm in a room, there's these same people that come in, you know, and they just try to find conversation to talk about certain things. And I just look at them like, okay, you got out of your seat to make it seem like you had something to do just to conversate. I mean, some people, you know, they just want to know about you because you're new, and or they, you know, they just want to know about you because they want to have something to talk about. However, I don't give people the inch to take that mile, or depending on what I want you to know. And it comes after a while, actually. If you give me some time, I actually come out and I actually talk to everyone. However, in the beginning when I'm, you know, really just focused on getting things to my standard and my level of learning and expertise, I really don't have time to really associate with everybody. I'm not a social bug like that when I'm on my go-get mentality. Other than that, I wanted to let you all guys know that it's been a hectic, crazy week as far as the weather, as far as my scheduling, as far as my energy level. I could definitely tell you guys, when you're mentally worn out, it really hits your body sometimes. So that's been happening to me a lot too, and I gotta really work on that for sure. And everything else, as far as what I wanted to tell you guys, is just when you're doing an image building, each and every place that you go, definitely try your best to leave your mark, but don't leave your mark overly exerted. When I say overly exerted, it means that you just put too much effort into it and you did too much, and or, you know, people, instead of people saying, yeah, he was a nice guy, you know, he has some good skills, it would be, yeah, but I think, you know, the minute that, but I think, it's like, okay, you did too much, and or just how people think and how they feel regardless. So you can't really fully judge people for who they are and what they want to do when it comes to you and your services. So I know it feels like I'm jumbling all around with the conversation. It's just that I just wanted to still elaborate on the fact that while I'm at my new position at this company, it's still an image building process at this point in time. And right now the image building process is happening only because of the fact that I'm trying to make sure that they understand I'm there to get money. I'm not there to do anything outside of that. It's not just get money, but it's also to add more skills to my already overly growing skill set. You know, if you already have a skill set in the area and you're in a company where, you know, you just feel like it's not fully growing, then definitely try to find another area where you can. And I said this to you guys before, like I said, you can replay the old shows to hear past tips, past interviews, et cetera, et cetera. You know, move yourself to another department. Now, right now, because of the fact that I'm so attentive to detail, fast learner, very much so eager and wanting to learn everything, you know, they're really teaching me a lot of things. So the famous phrase is jack of all trades, master of none. Now, I don't like the master of none part, because when you are a jack of all trades and you're skilled in all of that and you are educated in all of that, you are master of all. You're not master of none. I hate that phrase sometimes, because it's like you're making it seem like I'm skilled, I'm educated, and I'm able to do all these things. However, you're saying that I still haven't mastered any of them. So that bothers me. That phrase definitely bothers me. But I can say is when you start to hear that coming from outsiders looking in, that is a good thing. When you're hearing jack of all trades, master of many, that's a better phrase versus master of none. But, you know, I claim all good positive feedback. And also, if feedback would definitely be greatly appreciated on the show as much as possible. But like I said, let me go ahead and reiterate to you guys, because I know we should be actually coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. And I want to reiterate to you guys once again that I probably will have to knock the show all the way down to a Sunday. I know we've reached Sunday 10 already, and we're reaching on Wednesday show 9. I think after I hit the 10 mark, I'm going to recount everything all over again and or start to label the shows differently, so that way you know what show is currently in the roster. But I'm sure when you look at the list, you can always see the names, the numbers, and click on it in the link. So, like I said, I'm still going to try to work it out, whether to keep doing the 2 days or just knock it down all the way to just Sunday. Your feedback will be greatly appreciated. You can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. Also, I wanted to also tell you guys that I don't go into each venue with my nickname Stewie all the time. Stewie is really just for when people can't get my name right. And so for the professional area, Selena is my name. So that's what I really, really go with. If you have a nickname that's like quirky like mine, keep it only for the unprofessional side. So just that was another tip that I want to give you guys. Okay, so I wanted to go ahead and let you guys know once again, you should be hearing back from me on the Sunday. It'll probably be really late, like today is late. If not, it'll be early, like the normal time. However, don't stick me to it. This depends on how busy the day went for me, okay? And also, you guys have a great weekend. Try your best to be safe out there. And have a great, happy Easter. I know spring break for a lot of people, and you guys be safe, okay? Thanks.